This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The man who kidnapped, raped, and caused or forced abortions on his captives will not be dragging his victims and their families through a long trial, nor will he face the death penalty. Ariel Castro accepted an arrangement with prosecutors Friday. North Carolina has implemented health and safety law changes as it relates to abortion. The law eliminates sex selection abortions, abortion drugs procured over the internet, and opts North Carolina out of abortion in the Obamacare Federal Health Care Exchange. The latest source of angst for abortion advocates seems to be fetal models of babies at 12 weeks gestation. In response to news that a pro-life group was displaying and offering such life-size models at a recent state fair, the director of public affairs for NARAL Pro-Choice America says it is an extreme and unsettling tactic to use what observers said could be seen as simply tiny babies. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. For me. In other news, radical abortion activists vandalized a church in Chile during mass to protest a very young girl's decision to reject abortion. And in what could swing the U.S. Senate in 2015, Senate Democrats facing tough re-election battles are choosing to stick with the pro-abortion line on late-term abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.